Thank you for joining me again. Stuart Walter here, the CEO Secret Weapon. CEO's Secret Weapon. Hey, I'm just coming to you. This episode, again, is a question asked by one of our listeners in regards to what their experience at the moment. I had a great conversation and connection through LinkedIn. Someone said, I've been listening to your podcast, inspired by them. And I just went back and said, right, is there anything that you would be interested in learning more about or understanding? Now, this person's come back and said, yeah, one thing I'm experiencing at the moment is negativity in the workplace. So here I am, and thank you to our listener. I'll keep everything confidential, obviously, because this is what's going to happen. So if you've got any questions or anything, go to, CEO's Secret Weapon, CEOsecretweapon.info on the webs. And yeah, just send us a form, send us an email, connect with Lewis, connect with myself. You've got the Dear Diary process download there. And yeah, ask us a question. Ask us a question because they're all relevant. The questions you're going to ask are the same ones that other people will. And who's probably experienced that? Negativity in the workplace. Now, having been in so many businesses, I mean, I've been in this business now, self-employed now for, 17 years. And yeah, sure, there's negativity in the workplace. Guess what? It can also be self-negativity. Okay, this is not just someone turning up and go, oh, they've had a bad thing, or they've got an issue in relationships, or they're feeling a bit bad, or because there's so many factors that influence negativity. And let's face it, here we are now in April 2023. Remember a little thing back in 2020 called COVID? Tell you what, that intensity, that level of fear, the unknown, the need for businesses to pivot, the lockdown, you name it, vaccinations, everything, the media, okay, it went absolutely ballistic. So this is what I've experienced. Okay, now, my concept is, everything in the world is balanced, correct? So therefore, if you've got, what is it now, 9 billion? 9 billion people in the world? Probably more now. 9 billion people in the world. So that goes to say that 50-50. 50% are going to be positive, 50% are going to be negative. The extreme positives and you got the extreme negatives. Now, what's happened since the beginning of COVID is absolutely astonishing. If you look at 50% of the negative people, 50% of the positive, now with the news, with the media, with the constant barrage, with lockdowns, with financial situations, mental health, businesses folding, people out of jobs, whether it be entertainment, restaurants, the whole lot. Okay, even my athletes, what happened in that first 6 months of COVID was absolutely abysmal for business, but other opportunities opened. So what happened is, if you look at 100% of the people in the world, 50% negative, 50% positive, what happened is 50% of the positive people got highly impacted by the mass media, the constant barrage of fear, uncertainty, doubts, all these rabbit holes of conspiracy theories and vaccinations and what's going to happen to the world. It was just unbelievable. So half the positive people then were pushed in towards the negative state. So this is where I'm coming from as far as the mindset. If everything is energy, if you've got 50% of people fighting over 50% of negative energy, this is where people circle and go into this downward spiral because they don't see any different. What happened is with half of the positive people now being pushed into that bottom half, so we've now got 75% of people in the world now negative. What that means is they're now all fighting over the negative energy. And you would have experienced it. My life is worse. My experience is worse. My financial issues, my health, everything became even worse. Now, there's a great, a great bunch of people that were very holistic. Let's just call it holistic. Looking after their health, eating organic diets, looking at the whole vaccination thing and making a stance for themselves. That's great. But how many of these people, and you know them, became so incredibly negative and toxic that you've just got to put, and I did this. I just put a what I thought was a funny meme because, hey, look, I've been in martial arts, and there was a great photo of, you know, the Karate Kid next to Mr. Miyagi. And Mr. Miyagi is always talking about wax on, wax off, wax on, wax off. And here we are in Australia, mask on, mask off. And there was a great photo of them holding up the mask going mask on, mask off. I tell you what, the comments, based on that being a joke, the comments, the absolute volatile comments that came back from these so-called holistic health wellness people saying they don't work, masks don't work, attacking me for not being awake. Oh, Stuart, wake up. It's a joke, my friends. And these are the people that were so positive and love and happiness. Tell you what, they became so vile, so toxic, so negative. And because of that, what happened in this space? Now, we're talking about negativity in the workplace, but this was in life, which is even more powerful because you then take that into work. So how many people go to work and go, oh, I'm just having a bad day at work? Yeah, it's not a bad day, it's a bad attitude. Okay, it's a bad attitude which makes it a bad day. You can have some people go to work and they are living their dream and they are happy about it. Other people might be working alongside them going, what have they got to be happy about? It's because it's their choice, doing exactly the same job, but just responding differently. So what this means is not negativity in the workplace, but negativity in the world. When you talk about this, if you've got now 75% of people fighting to be negative and becoming even more toxic in this downward spiral, what that basically says is 25% of the population, the positive people, now had access to 50% of the positive energy. So it's been three times, it's been like three waves, and people who are listening to this, sure, make comments, experience it. Because in business, when you are positive in that top 25% that are now the only positive people getting 50% of positive energy, you could not do wrong in business. Every quote, every opportunity, every possibility converted. It was just like you couldn't do anything wrong in business. And for the positive people and the clients that I've got, they were all saying exactly the same thing. It's just there's this incredible wave that's on at the moment. And there was. All you needed to do to confirm it was go onto any of the social media platforms and just listen to it. And you just go, people are absolutely getting smashed mentally because of this. So negativity in the workplace, I guess we'll come back to a point, is the fact that so much of it is environmental. Okay, every 3 months, the seasons change. Who you are in summer is different to who you are in winter. Okay, and when you think about Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, we're coming into halfway through autumn at the moment, going into winter in Australia. Okay, on the other side of the world, you've got Lewis, halfway through spring, coming into summer. Who we are is different. When we eat different foods, different fruits, different vegetables, different meats, different types of food, which hold different DNA. Which means we're absorbing things differently, which means we're responding differently. Who we are on a beautiful sunny day is different to who we are on a cloudy, cold, windy day. It's environmental. So if you talk about mass media and you talk about all the fear that we've been through with COVID, that wave of 75% of the people being taking and fighting for the 50% of negative energy, then you talk about environmental factors and how that influences people. How what people eat, because what you eat, your stomach is the second brain. So whatever you think affects the way you eat. The way you eat affects the way you think. So if you're thinking crap, you're more likely to eat crap food. If you're thinking healthy, then you're more likely to eat healthy, clean foods. So everything is going to affect our state. So therefore, you look at this and go, negativity in the workplace. There's going to be at least 50% of your team. Even if you are a sole trader, guess what? 50% of you is going to be negative. There's always the yeah, buts. That's the conflict that happens between emotions. Yeah, I'm going to do this, but I didn't. Yeah, I can do this, but what if it hurts? Okay, so there's negativity in your own mental health. So when you've got more than two people, guess what? One's going to be positive, one's going to be negative. And it's hard as a CEO, as a boss, as a founder, as an inspiration within your business to constantly walk into a negative, negative, negative space and stand up, be seen, be that resilient person, because it's absolutely draining. And this is hard as a business owner, because people look towards you for inspiration. And if you walk into a room full of 100 people, guess what? There's going to be at least 50 negatives. And over recent times, probably more like 75% negative people. Therefore, you've got 25% of the people. And when these positive people are absolutely surrounded by negative, it's hard not to take that on board. It really is hard. There are processes, and I do this, and I've done it for myself. Okay, when I work with clients, it's very emotional. What they feel and what they see and what they experience is pretty much what I'm picking up as well. Now, I'm one of these specialist practitioners, and I don't know how many other people in the world do this, but as I am working with people within hypnosis or NLP or whatever it is, even just conversational hypnosis, like I'm having a conversation with you now, I can talk people down to a certain level and I can be going, oh, why am I thinking that? Why is this popping up? Why is that happening? We can have these silent conversations. But typically, a clinical hypnotherapist, if you're sitting there in a typical type of environment, as soon as you've got your eyes closed, they're going to bring out a script. They're going to read something that's already pre-done by someone else. And they're going to talk you down. They're going to talk you across. They're going to bring you back up and say, everything is all wonderful. That's great. Open up your eyes and smile. That's good. Kind of. If you want a generic response. The way I work is I connect with these people. I understand them. I write in notes. What are your inspirations? What are your little things? Even the conversation I had with Lewis last night. I'm writing little notes down. I've got that all documented. It's in my file that I can use that when I'm working with him next time. Because you said this exact line. You said this word. I've got it highlighted. I've got stars and asterisks and underlined. Because these are the contents. This is your script. The information you're telling me. The outcomes you want. So when I'm working with people, I drop myself down to a really deep state of hypnosis myself. And I talk you down. It's okay. It's supportive. Let's go down here. Let's go and imagine. Let's create. We start making changes. I'll take you back and forward and backward and forward and test and future and past. Lift you up to test it. Drop you back down to confirm all these results. Lift you back up out of the experience having achieved a certain level of transformation. Because I know I can feel it. So this is what's interesting is when you're in a positive state, you can do that. You can do that because you're open. You can make that happen. So if this is the way it is, and most entrepreneurial people, business owners, any of the C-suites, okay, or the chief executive officers, chief financial controller, these people, they're not any different to anyone else. What they choose to do is believe and trust themselves. Listen to themselves. Be confident within themselves. And because of that, these people have to back themselves with their decisions. They have to trust. They have to believe. Sure, sometimes it's going to go wrong. And that's where the negative people go, ha ha. And just like we talked about before, we're trying to cut people down, trying to leverage themselves off you. And this is what happens in a corporate environment. People are going to be doing that because they've got to... No one's going to blame themselves. Everyone is going to go, oh, it's the boss. It's the financial controller. These people won't let me do it. My boss won't. My supervisor. Okay, team leader won't let me. No one's going to listen to me. And then they find someone who will listen to them who also is negative. And then they start that whole circle. Downward spiral. Mine's worse, yours worse, mine's worse, yeah, but they said this to me and they said that to me and I feel like this and I go home and I can't sleep. Isn't that amazing? The negativity in the workplace, that's what happens. And it's hard as a business owner to step up every day to make decisions that you don't know what the outcome's going to be. You got the people around your boardroom table. You've got the people that there to influence, but your decisions... a final. So what happens is negative in the workplace because you might have some negativity in your own head. That's probably why there's more negativity in the workplace. So think about that and think about how you can learn to protect yourself. Now, when we get this subscription-based process up and running through the podcast, I'll absolutely have a process for you to go through and listen to, which is a process I created for myself. So when I'm working with people, as I explained before, I can connect to them, but I don't absorb the information. I don't absorb the negative energy. So just imagine yourself in this protective shield as such. Okay, and you might want to spend some time now and just create it for yourself. Imagine yourself in this protective shield. And imagine all these negative, these angry, these frustrated people all throwing negative stuff at you. Because that's what they do. You just don't see it. But imagine if we replace negative emotions with eggs and put yourself in this clear perspex shield as such. And imagine every one of your employees or 75% of them are throwing eggs at you. That's what's going on. But if you can imagine yourself being protected in there, guess what? You're strong, you're resilient, you're not taking on board the negative, which means you must be taking on board the positive. When you absorb positive, you can only be positive. And this is what your workplace needs. They need to see someone stepping up, standing out, walking the office with presence. So we've had three years now of COVID. Are you strong enough? Are you physically and mentally tough enough to walk into your business and own it? Because if your employees are not seeing you at your best, they're going to start questioning themselves. Oh, but what's going on? But what's going on in the business? And that's where a lot of the negativity can be from, because it's coming down from the top. Okay, if it's not coming down from the top, that's awesome. Now let's go into this protection, because it's probably all those people at the bottom just absolutely clawing in their way to try and pull you back down to their level. So there's two ways to do it. You're either being pulled down or you're the one pulling them down. So have a think about that. Take some time, maybe 10, 15 minutes, and just imagine, sit down, have a drink of water, maybe even close your eyes for 15 minutes. And just picture yourself and visualize, imagine yourself, and I will go through this in a subscription-based process and I'll do the recordings for you. And just visualize, imagine yourself in your own protective shield, everyone throwing these negatives or these eggs at you, all bouncing off. And as they're doing that, you're looking at it and going, yeah, I can understand them. What is the reason why they're negative? What is the reason why they're angry? They choose to be, because they're choosing to be influenced by the environment, by what they eat, by what they hear, what they see on the paper. This is an opportunity for you to go and set the standard on a daily basis. Walk in there, smile, be in that presence. Have a staff meeting that basically says, we are good. Everything is good. Lucky we have survived COVID. This is where we're going. This is the plans for the next 12 months. Because when you share that with the employees, they're more likely to go, oh, I can feel at peace now, knowing that even while the world is self-destructing and imploding in their heads, that's what's going on, they can at least be at peace that they've got a bit of safety. And this is what people want. They want safety, they want security, and they need you to be the best you can be. So that's what we're talking about today. That's what I have talked about. So I appreciate one of the listeners for sending that email and that content through. I'm hoping that's been of benefit for you as far as the negativity in the workplace. We've got the great big picture outcome of the whole COVID experience. We're looking at the 75% of people fighting to be negative. We're looking at the 25% who are positive, who now got 50% of the opportunities being converted. Then you look at the individuals. Then you look at yourself. Really narrow that down, because everything is impacting negativity and positivity these days. And it's not a huge shift. You can be 49.99999% negative. It only takes a small jump to be positive. It's not a complete transformation. It's just every day find one more positive in your day. That's all you got to do. And do that for the next week. Every day, just find one more positive. Because when you're looking for positives, you're going to see more positives. When you see more positives, you're going to go, oh, that was good. Let's go and find some more. So go on to the website, ceosecretweapon.info. Download your copy of the ebook, my ebook, The Dear Diary Process. Utilize that and saying, yes, I woke up, felt amazing, had a great deep sleep, went to work, and I found all these positives. 15 things made me laugh and smile today. Walked into the office and you could just see and feel the buzz of people lifting. Use your Dear Diary process for that. If you're unsure about that, I think it's episode 8. Create your life overnight. I'm not sure what I called it, but it's a Dear Diary process. Yeah, I'll put it down in the show notes. So anyway, I appreciate your time. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.